From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Social distancing recommendations during COVID-19 create what experts are calling a perfect storm of conditions for heat-related deaths among older Americans. From our partners at Capital Public Radio, Ezra David Romero reports.
Carmelita Miller's elderly disabled father used to live in an apartment in San Bruno with no central AC. During a heat wave a year ago, she got a call about him possibly having a stroke.
Actually, he was severely dehydrated because the building was too hot.
Miller is with the Green Lining Institute, advocating for low-income communities and people of color to have access to things like affordable or free air conditioning. She says not having AC is a climate change issue.
With the climate changing, we're actually endangering people who live in their homes, who have to stay in their homes.
She says there are two California programs helping, but COVID-19 slowed them down. The group is advocating for a bill that will change the threshold of who is low income based on where they live instead of a broad national standard. All this is important because around 12,000 Americans die from heat-related issues every year, and around 80% are people 60 or older. Sean Sublett is a meteorologist with the nonprofit group Climate Central.
This is going to continue to be an issue that becomes a bigger and bigger deal as we go forward in time. We need to think, again, at the local, state, and perhaps federal levels, what we're going to do about it.
His group found that 3/4 of U.S. cities are experiencing an extra week of above normal temperatures than they were 50 years ago. And for 30 cities, it's an extra month. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
On Tuesday, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted to end phone call fees in San Francisco County jails. KALW's Babette Thomas has more.
Advocacy groups and the families of incarcerated people have long called for the end of phone call fees in prisons and jails across the country. And now, with COVID-19, phone calls have become a particularly important way for incarcerated people to stay connected to their families and the outside world. Phone calls cost 15 cents per minute. Commissary products like soap and snacks were also sold at a markup. All the profits went toward a fund for rehabilitation and reentry services for people coming out of jail. But last year, Mayor London Breed decided that incarcerated people and their families shouldn't be the ones that have to pay for these services. She proposed that the funds should come from elsewhere in the budget. And earlier this week, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors made it official. The supervisors passed an ordinance making phone calls free. They also voted to stop marking up the cost of commissary products. The city says this will lift some of the financial burden off of families of incarcerated people, particularly the low-income families of color disproportionately affected by these costs. San Francisco will now become the second major city behind New York to eliminate phone call fees in jails. I'm Babette Thomas, KLW News.
More than 900 firefighters aided by helicopters and air tankers are battling a wildfire in a rural area of Central California. The fire in the Diablo Range west of the Fresno County city of Coalinga has grown to nearly 26 square miles and is 20% contained as of this morning. One structure has been destroyed, 60 are threatened, and some evacuation orders are in place. No injuries are reported. Firefighters are dealing with rugged terrain and temperatures in the 90s. Crews are also adjusting to additional in-camp safety modifications implemented due to COVID-19. San Joaquin Valley residents are being cautioned about health impacts from smoke. You can find more news at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.